And I know, you know, pilgrims came from China to India and back again. And would pilgrimage have continued even during the period where Buddhism was dormant or non-existent in India?
I think that I think after the, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I think because historically the I mean one the it was the great monastic universities and monasteries were destroyed. And there wasn't really much of a reason to go, and so I don't know. Hard to say. But it was certainly the say like with the advent of say the British colonial period in India. They relied on the Chinese pilgrims' accounts of their travels to the holy sites to try to figure out where these places were and do they exist in this day. And many were found.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the memory would have continued in Sri Lanka.
I was just going to add that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What we haven't talked about so far is, you know, the pilgrimage sites in Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. which are incredible because they're very ancient. You know, all the wars that went back and forth between India and Sri Lanka and the conquerors, you know, that would come in and then would get beaten back. And some of the very ancient sites like Anuradhapura or Polonnaruwa have a very, very strong flavor of India because they came not too long after that and are much better preserved, not destroyed. So, I mean, they also would go through periods of decline and renovation, but were much more intact, just like mostly grown over, and have been in recent years, you know, very finely restored and taken care of. So there's a lot of incredible pilgrimage sites in Sri Lanka now that are just starting to open up more and more as the Sri Lankan civil wars are starting to die down. It's getting easier to spend time there, so probably good to do it now before the wars start again.